So gas prices, the number one concern on the minds of voters. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is back with us for his regular Monday chat. Ron, Congress back in session this week. Will they actually tackle these high gas prices?
Depends on what the meaning of tackle is, Madeline. Talk about them? Yes, they will talk about them a lot. Will they do something that will make a difference? No. That's because it's simply going to take a lot of time before anything that Congress does makes any difference to gas prices. Now, Republicans, of course, will say they need more supply, we need to drill more and deregulate, and that, of course, will take time. And the Democrats are going to say we need more control of demand and the market, and that means use less and re-regulate in the industry instead of deregulating the industry, particularly looking at speculation. But anything they passed would probably take some time to make any difference either. The question is, though, is Congress equipped or inclined to impose rationing or anything like that? No way.
Well, an issue that they could actually take some action on, and this is the Medicare reimbursement issue. Doctors protesting vociferously that they're about to see a 10% cut in Medicare reimbursement rates. And, you know, some of them are saying they just won't be able to afford to take on elderly patients on Medicare. So the Senate votes on this week. And what is the Senate likely to do?
They're probably going to pass another extension because they don't have enough votes to cut off debate. It takes 60 votes. It's basically a 50-50 Senate, and the Republicans and Democrats have very different ideas about this. The Democrats want to pay for restoring the physician payments by nicking a program called Medicare Advantage, which is a kind of competitive private forces program within Medicare, and the Republicans are fighting to defend that.
So it's all very, very complicated. President Bush threatening veto?
Yes, and so anything they do pass in the end will probably come right back at them, House and Senate, because the president does not support reducing the role of market forces in this competitive program in Medicare as we know it.
Okay, let's talk about another big issue that the Senate will tackle this week, and that's the wiretapping bill that would give the federal government expanded powers to eavesdrop on phone conversations. Now, Senator Barack Obama says he will vote for this, which has caused a lot of anguish among some of his supporters. They've actually launched a petition drive on his campaign website. So any sign that he'll actually change his mind?
I don't think that the petition drive will manage to make him change his current position, which is he supports what he calls the current compromise. He has signaled he will vote for this. He's one of the votes the Democrats and Republicans are counting on to pass this compromise. He says that there are enough new guarantees that warrants will be sought, or if not sought in the way that the Democrats would prefer, that there would at least be enough guarantees that the court that's supposed to approve all this process will be respected, that things will be better than they were right after 2001 and ever since 2001. We shall see if these new protections really mean anything. One thing that is clear is that the telephone companies are going to get what amounts to essentially retroactive immunity for cooperating with the government in warrantless wiretapping of American citizens.
And Senator McCain also for it, right?
Yes, he is.
And Ron, news out today that Barack Obama will not give his acceptance speech on the convention floor itself. A break with tradition?
Break with tradition, but not unprecedented. Back in 1960, John F. Kennedy was nominated at the L.A. Sports Arena, but actually accepted the nomination at the L.A. Coliseum, much larger venue with 100,000 seats. And what Barack Obama is trying to do here is not just hark back to that famous speech by JFK, but also do what he does best, bring in an enormous audience of Obama maniacs or other people who are eager to support him and have a big show of himself as the populist candidate.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, nice to have you back. Thanks, Ron.
My pleasure.